Okay, our goal today for the first half of the year is to have a Havana in the Ketzais, which we've discussed so many times this year, that the Ketzais has his Kiddush, that all that is required for a Chalois Haget is in the Sina Saget, not a Haknoah, and there are numerous rayas to it. I think the three main rayas were from Yisrei Anah, which you can't be makna, from the giving a get bar karcha of Anisha. There's no kinyan bar karcha of Anisha. And he says the same thing. He can give a get to Anisha who's a cherishayt of a katan, or ketana, even though there's no kinyan. There's no kinyan for a cherishayt. There's certainly for a shayt. There's no kinyan in atayra. So the Ketzais, based on all these things, said that all you need for a get is an asina. And we have a problem with that from our Gemara. So let's learn the Gemara again, like Rashi and the Rambam, and then we'll come back to try to understand the Ketzais. The Gemara said, Tana Rabbanan, Harizeh geg hitach v'hanayir sheli eina megureshes. If a man gives a woman a get, but he retains ownership of the paper, it's not a good get. If he says Almanas Shatazi Reili Asanayer Harizu Mugureshes, if he gives it to Almanas that after she's kind of the Nayar, she returns the Nayar, so that's a Matana Almanas Lahazler, which we know Matanas Lahazler Shmei Matana, and there it is, a good get. But by Nayar Shali, it's not a good get. Why by Nayar Shali? Why is it not a good get? So we have two Mahalchim. One is Rashi, and one is the Rambam. Rashi, which is loved after Rashi, it's Rashi, the Rosh, the Ram, most Rishayim. What does Rashi say? That that when he keeps the paper to himself, he's not giving her anything. He's not giving her anything. And it comes out, the Isis is flying in the air. Why does Rashi add Isis purpose bad? Let Rashi just stop. He didn't give her anything. Why does Rashi add this Nakuda that it's Isis purpose bad? So the stipple explains that which we've discussed yesterday. The Lamaisa, he gave her the letters. You say he didn't give her the paper. But he gave her the letters. So it's Rashi, you can give letters. Isis purpose bad is not a get. Letters, just letters, that's nothing. Isis purpose bad. That's nothing. And so the male allowed me to didn't give her anything. So you can't give just letters. That's Rashi Shiva. Why does he say? Rashi's saying that you have to give the paper. Are you going to tell me you're giving the letters? You can't give letters. Letters are always his purpose bad. So Rashi's bavarning that giving the paper is nothing in Nayar Shalai. And even if in fact he is giving letters, there's no such thing. That's Isis Parshas Ba'avi, that has no real mamashis. This is Rashi Shit. The Rambam, when he brings this, gives a different reason. The Rambam says the reason of that Nayar Shalai is Ein Zeh Krisus. It's not a total separation from him and her. He's giving her a get with the Sefer Krisus, the book that's supposed to separate, is not separate. It's not separated from him. It's still Agida Gadei. It's still attached to him and attached to her. It's something which connects the two of them. A get is supposed to separate the two of them. If you have a get which is hers and his, that's not a get. It's Agida Gadei. It's still attached to him. And that is the Chsarin according to the Rambam here. Mashkafu Rishayna, I would say, it's a machlokes. The Rambam doesn't hold that Isis Parshas Ba'avir is a problem. The Rambam would normally hold you could give a get just with Isis. Just the problem is, Akita Gabe, that the Nayar is Akita Gabe. That's the way I would pass this learn. And as I said yesterday, this would be then the same machlokes as Tas Shel Zahav. As the explanation, if you write a get on a piece of gold and you give it to her, So he said that it's a good get, even though he's giving her the gold for a ksuba. It's a good get. Why is it good? Pashtus. It's good. Why shouldn't it be good? The Rashba said, why is it good? Isis parchas ba'avir. When you give her a piece of gold with letters on it, the gold itself is the ksuba. What's the get? Isis parchas ba'avir. So the Rashba said that it's a tanai. That when you give her a get on a tashel zav, it's ki'ilu, you made a tanai, amalasha timchuli. If you must meet a ksuba. Hakoponim, the Rashba learned Isis parchas ba'avir is a problem, which is similar to Rashi. The way he learned the Gemara Pashut, which is maybe learned that way in Klar and Taz, is Kasha learned that way. You don't have to come out to expose Ba'avir. Taz shows up, there's no problem. Because, maybe because the Isis are a good get. Akoponim, these are the two ways to learn the Sugi. Just one thing, when I spoke yesterday about Isis Parchas Ba'avir, I mentioned the ink. You're giving her the ink. The ink is Isis Parchas Ba'avir. Someone asked, what do you mean? When you engrave it on gold, on a tashel zav, there is no ink. So where's the Isis? Huh? Where I described Isis, giving her Isis, I described yesterday, give her the ink without the paper. That's Isis Parchas Ba'avir. So how are you going to explain that? Tashel zav probably doesn't mean you wrote with ink on it. It probably means it was engraved. So where the ICIs? You're asking now that the Avir the letters are to get. It's also funny, you're giving her the Avir. So I'm assuming ICIs purchase the Avir means, oh, if you say it's the Avir, that's good if it's engraved down, it's pushed up. The letters are pushed up like it sits, then there's no Avir. So where are the ICIs? The metal of the silver, I suppose. Anyway, I think Isis Parchas Ba'avir it was a mistake to mention the ink. It doesn't mean the ink. It means the concept of Isis. Now, just like Isis, you can't have Isis without paper. So you can't have Isis on paper without ink, without an etching. When you talk about getting a get with Isis, ink is just a hechatimsa to make an ice. The concept of Isis that we're talking about is a little less real, but when we talk about being the garish and with Isis, it means the concept of Isis. Whatever you need to make it, paper, ink, it's not that good, but the idea of the ice. Sorry, what? Something has to be given, so you have to root the Isis to some physical presence. So maybe the Indic Suba, I rooted the Isis. But it's not the Gufat Suba, it's the Isis.
Right.
I just used the
letters themselves be without the
Kashi.
That's the oldest good
cycle in the Rashi. Right. But the Havamina is you can be Garsha with letters. You can let down no Mamashis. You just have to create some Mamashis in order to be able to give it to her. It's not the Mamashis. It's only because it's physically difficult. It's not because Halacha. The tzad of that you could be Megarish Isis Parchas Ba'avir would be a tzad that all you need is Isis. It's just physically impossible. So mainly you have to engrave it, you have to write it.
Well, if you don't have ink, then you can't, there's no such thing as a Nesina of Allah.
That's why you have to root it in something. But if you engrave it, so now it has a mamashis. It has something which... It doesn't have a physical mamashis, but the letters are in Olam Hazeh. Anybody can see the letters. Even the letters are engraved. You can't grab the letters. You can't touch the letters. But the letters exist. Yeah. Yeah, the letters which are on my hand are now in her. That's the title of Isis. Well, who says it has to be a something? Isis doesn't have to be a something. I'm giving over the letters. We hold Isis HaKod, then I'm giving the letters. All I need is the Sina, not Akhna. I'm giving over the letters. The letters, and what I write, how am I giving letters? It's also just the way the ink is spread over a piece of paper. But the ink isn't what does it, it's the letters that do it. The concept. The way I understand, if you hold that Isis, Parchas Ba'avir, could be used for a get, it would be with the concept of Isis. You just need a hechet tensa. That's what I want. So, okay, on Tashel's office. Takak is also kosher, so it'd be Yechidish.
But
anyway, the point is this. The point is we have two mahalchim. By Naya Shali, we have two mahalchim, Rashi, the Rambam. Comes the Stifler, and he says that L'chaira, Rashi has to be made to the Rambam's Yisai, and the Rambam is going to have to be made to Rashi's Yisai. It's not correct that the Stifler, L'chaira, to say that these two shitas are exclusive of each other, because we have one case which will force the Rambam to agree to Rashi's shita, and we have one case which will force Rashi to agree to the Rambam's shita. What are those two cases? So first, we need a case first that only makes sense by Rashi Shita. That case, the bottom of the Yavid. Gemara has a case where a man writes a get on a surface, on a tableau, or even a piece of paper that belongs to the woman. The woman owns the piece of paper, and the man writes the get on the piece of paper. It's his ink, it's his Isis, it's his letters. So the Gemara says that if the woman still owns it, even though the man owns the Isis, he's the one that commissioned the writing of the Isis, that's no good. It's not a good get. So here you have a Echetimtza where a man gives a woman a get. The Isis are his, and the paper is not his. He's not giving her the paper. That's the opposite. Our Gemara, Nayar Shali, he retains ownership of the paper. Here, she has ownership of the paper, but either way, he's not giving her the paper. All he's giving her are the Isis. And the Gemara says it's no good. So Dr. Stifler, L'chaira, the Rambam will have to be masking to Rashi. Why? Because the Rambam's pshat is Chsarin and what? And Agida Gabay in Sefer Krisus. In that case, it's not Agida Gabay. He doesn't own the paper. She owns the paper. Once he gives her the paper which is hers, plus the Isis which are his, he has no connection to it. It's not Agida Gabay. And it's still possible. But the Stifler, L'chaira, it's a raya that the Rambam will have to hold that Rashi Shita is also true. That's also emes that you can't be Mekadosh of Isis Parchas Ba'avi. Just the Rambam holds that his reason is also emes. Yeah, there are two reasons. Chayyur, the Rambam will have to agree with Rashi. And before I go to the reverse, why Rashi will have to be masked to the Rambam, at the end of Simon Yudalit, the Stifler says, on this raya, that it's not muchach. You could answer. How could you answer? Let's say the Rambam holds you could be mekadosh with Isis Parchas Ba'avir. Lo yitzu, you can find such a thing. You could do a kedusha with Isis Parchas Ba'avir. Yet, if it's her paper and he writes on it, it's no good. Why? So Stifler writes, it could be that it's for a zaitig reason. We have our din that when you have a kaddish with a shtar, the shtar has to be mamayna shel baal hashtar. Right? We had this idea numerous times. I just mentioned to you yesterday that if you find a way to be kaddish with Isis without a shtar, do it. But if you're kaddish with a shtar, the shtar has to belong to the baal hashtar. That's the definition of a shtar kinyan. Shtar raya could be anything, but a shtar kinyan has to belong to baal hashtar. So how often? So it could be by tabla, the Barba Yamit was the lady's paper, it could be the Rambam will hold this possible for a zaitig reason. It's missing this technical requirement of the shtar belonging to the Baal HaShtar. That's how the Stifler pushes away that maybe the Rambam doesn't have to hold a Rashi Shit. The reverse though, the Rambam says it's Mochad. Rashi must agree to the Rambam. That the Rashi must agree to the Rambam that Agida Gabay is a psul. Agida Gabay, that if the shtar, he starts the shaykh to the shtar, it's a psul. And the Stifler proves it from two cases. One is the Gemara's next case, Bein Shita L'Shita. Gemara asked the question. Boy, Rami Bracha. Boy, who was it? Rapapa. What happens if the paper between the lines belongs to the husband? What's the din? Paper. What's the shayla? What's wrong? When a puppy is to see by him, what was he thinking? What's wrong? What's wrong if the paper between the lines belongs to the husband? Who cares? Anybody? What was the Ibayah? A puppet got up. Yes, the Ibayah in the base of Medrash. It was such a good Ibayah, they said Tankel. The Ibayah was, what's, if the husband owns the paper between the lines, Mahu. So what are you going to tell me?
It's not.
But he's not only giving other words. See, here, he's giving other words with the paper that the words are on. So who cares?
It's not a full priestess.
Why? It's not a full priestess because?
Because he still has some balance.
So you'll answer me, why not? Because Agida Gabe. Because it's not a full priestess, it's Agida Gabe. That's correct. Like the Rambam. If you don't hold like the Rambam, you're going to be stuck for Pshat. What was the Ibayah? Now don't tell me, say, for Echad Amar Rahman of Aloy Beis B'Gimel Sfarim, because that after the Teiku, the Gemara is that Kasha. We're talking before the Gemara stuck in Sefer Echad Aloy Beis B'Gimel Sfarim. The Gemara originally had the Shaila, the paper between the lines belongs to him, what's the din? What was the Shaila? Why shouldn't it be good? Oh, it makes sense like the Rambam. Sorry, Krisus, Agida Gabay. So therefore, Rashi must agree that the Rambam's Yisoid is Emes. There's no Sharakite in this. The saying is a fact. Rashi agrees the Rambam's Yisoid. He just held that there's a different pshat in this Gemara. There's a more simple pshat in the Gemara. But the Emes is that Agida Gabay is a psal.
There's another Gemara to prove the other way also.
I have to see how it plays out when we talk and we speak out the concise. If what you're saying, to come back to it after we speak out the concise. Just the there's a second Gemara on Chafalaf Amid Beis, which we're going to get to, where the get is written on the hand of an eved. The halacha is the man has to give the whole eved to the isha. He can't give her just the yad. He has to give her the whole eved, not just the yad. Gemara said, what are you going to do with the yad? You can't cut off a man's hand to make a get. So therefore, it's the hayyad is going to stay on the body. So the body can't belong to him. The body and the, if you have a get on the yad of an eved or the karen of a para, you must give the whole para, the whole eved. Rabbi, the para, you can cut off the karen. But because man is attached, if you want to be megarish and isha with a get that's written on the hand of an eved, you have to give her the whole eved. Break the stifle. Why do you have to give the whole eved? You have to cut off the hand. You never heard of shutfis? Why not be makta to the hand of the eved? The hand will be hers. The body will be his. What's wrong with that? This actually brings up the shuas. This kasha on chafal. Actually, the shuas and on the mishnah in the test. But he has the kasha on the gemara chafal. The shua asks, why do you have to give the whole eved? Just give the yad alone. What's the problem? Must be of the stipulum that it's like either gabe, because if you give the yad of the eved and the guf eved still belongs to the man, that's like either gabe, it's still attached to him. So therefore, it must be of the stipulum that everybody agrees to the concept of like either gabe, and that I don't think anybody can argue with Lamaisa, that the idea of a sefer krisus has to be a davar hakayres and has to be a total separation. That I think everyone will agree that everyone has to be masking to the Rambam's Yisoid. Question is only, does the Rambam have to be masking to Rashi?
Stifle always hold the Rambam?
Stifle says that everyone has to hold the Rambam.
Don't think that negative.
Well, these two cases prove that the Rambam's Yisoid is true. Once you hold the Rambam's Yisoid, so then by Nayar Shali, even if you agree with Rashi that the Pasul is that you're not giving anything, it's also true that it's like either Gabay, they're both true. This is the Machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. Now we come to our difficulty with the Ketzais. This is really a major difficulty. The problem is the Ketzais is Yisoid the way we understood it. The Ketzais writes in three different places. It seems to be clear what he means. That all you need by a get is an asina. All you need is an asina. He said, Gita the yaday boy kachat. Really, koma shekoni ishas kona baila. So he says that really, whatever a woman is praying, it goes to her husband. So how does she become a gureshes? How could you give her a get? It goes to the husband. It's not hers. Zokta says, because all you need is an asina. All you need is an asina. It could be the husband. Who cares? You did a mice in the Sina, Gita Via the Bankaka. When you give her the get and the Sina to her, you place it in her hands. The Sina, the way I understand, means a physical act of giving. Once you place it in her hand, Yada, then she gets a yad. And she becomes a gureshes. But all you need by a get is in the Sina Ba'alma. You don't need more than that. That's why it could work Bal Karcha, it could work with Yisrael Na, it could work even if you're giving it to a Shaita. It always could work. Kasha on the Ketzais is that by Naya Shali you have an asina. What are you talking about? When a person gives a man gives a woman a get, he says Anaya Shali, you also have a mice in the asina. So what's going on? How could the Ketzais say all you need is an asina? Every Naya Shali is an asina. More than that, according to the Ketzais, every normal get that a man gives a woman, whose paper is it? It's always Naya Shali. Because the Ketzais is saying that Koma Shekhani Shekhana Baila. You really can't give her anything. So you're not giving her anything. It's still your get. You're just placing it in her hand. But it's always Naya Shali. At the time you're Megarishar, it's still your paper though. The Ketzais is saying that Gita V'yadim V'kechas can't work. It can't work. So therefore it must be that when you put it in her hand, it's not a kinyan. It's just an asina. That means it's always his paper. The kinyan can't work, and it's still his paper. If it's still his paper, so what's this hashtika tayra here? That the sina makes a get. The Gemara says, Naya Shali is no good. That what? That you don't need Naya Shali, that Naya Shali is good. Alright, the this cash on the Ketzais. Okay, 1 minute. This cash on the Ketzais is a shtarka kasha. I'd like to mention to you three mahalchim and how to deal with it. The first is the one that I'm sort of happier with. I feel better about, even though it leaves some things hanging. And then the others I'll mention to you as well. They are, again, the kasha is shtarka kasha. The way I would understand it, I'm much more comfortable understanding, is the following. The way the Ketzais says a get works is three steps. There's an asina. You place the get on her hand. At that moment, she's megureshes. Step two, she gets a yad. Once she's megureshes, now, as a result, she has a yad. Step three, once she has a yad, now she's kind of the paper. Now, what's wrong with that? There's something wrong with what I just said. I mean, it works, but what's the problem? I'm saying the way a get works, even like the Ketzais, the paper becomes hers. Just first, he put the get in her hand within the semen. Then she gets a yad. And then the paper becomes hers. So what's the problem? Okay, you should phrase it a little differently. Yeah, the question is, how did the first step happen? The first step, I said, you're doing the sina, now she's the gureshes. And then later, the paper comes. What is that later? At the moment you're gureshes, it's still Naya Shalai. How are you gureshes? How can I say there are three steps? The third step makes the first step work? The first step can't work without the third step. So then how does it work? But I'm trying to fix the Ketzais and make that it's not that the paper is not his by saying that ultimately there's a Kenyan. What am I fixing? Is it happening at the same time? The second it goes to Tehan, but the Chayra has to be in order. Because she has to be a Gureshis first in order to be able to carry the things afterwards.
And it's always like that. By every get, it's going to be the same problem.
But that's right, by every get, I'm asking. How does every get work?
So we said, it goes to the other.
But the whole Ktzais is trying to fix that by sticking in the Nesina Torah. And the way I would explain it easiest is like the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Naya Shali, what's the problem with Naya Shali? What's the problem? It's not the Etzem a problem if the paper is his. The problem is Agida Gabe. The problem is that it's not Kairis. He can still go and take it back. Like the Rambam, the whole problem of the paper being his is only because he could be Tevayet. If it's built into the system, he'll never be able to Tevayet. It's automatic that after the Nesina, it'll happen, let's say, 3 seconds later. But it's automatic that by making a Nesina, she automatically gets a Yad. And then she automatically owns the Naya. It means that even at the time of the Nesina, it's not Agid Gabei. Even though technically he still owns it, he can never be Tadeyah. Because he put in motion a system which is going to make that he has no shaykhs to the paper. So the Ktzais is beautiful. The Ktzais is saying that there's a Nesina. The Nesina is a get. It's his paper, Agida Gabei. It's not his paper. Because Gita V'yadei Vayit Ha'achas means it will automatically become her paper a split second later. Akita Gabei is only a problem because he's still hanging on to it. He's not hanging. He's gone. There's no shaitas. Now, the reason I like this pshat is that when we learned the Ktzais the first time in the beginning of the year, many months ago, we were then not talking about Yisrael. No, we were talking about how does Gita V'yadei Vayit Ha'achas work. That's all we were talking about. How does Gita V'yadei Vayit Ha'achas work? How does it happen in the same second? How does that happen in the same second? So he said, it's like magic. Then at the same second, it works. How does that work? So he said, the Ktzais learns, no, not magic. It's a mice in the scene of Ba'alma, and that makes the gift. So a number of people asked, according to the Ktzais, that it works within the scene of Ba'alma, why does the Gemara use an expression, Gita V'yadei Bar Kechad? Why does the Gemara use such a phrase? Gita V'yadei Bar Kechad? The Gemara should use the phrase, if the way it works, if the kash is, how can you give him a get shechur? Teretz is gita v'yadei. What do you mean the teretz is gita v'yadei? The Ktzais is saying the teretz is all you need is a nesina. According to this, it's very geschmack. The nesina sets everything in motion. The nesina makes everything work. How could it work? It's still Agida Gabei to the hymn. Teretz is Gita V'yadei Bar Kechad. The Taka works all in one series of events. There's an Asina, she gets a Yad, or in the case of an Eved, Eved gets a Yad, and then he's kind of the get. The whole Mahalach is very good with Pshat. It fits very smoothly. And this Pshat is the Pshat that I'm most comfortable with. Elamai. Get proud. What are the problems of this chat? For one, it only fits with the Rambam, it doesn't fit with Rashi. It fits with the Rambam, it doesn't really fit with Rashi. The same says is very good. If you hold, the chesaron is only the chesaron of Agida Gabei. Rashi holds the chesaron of Midi Kayar and Lo. So it's a problem. So we have to have a teretz to make the chesaron fit with Rashi. Yes. So Rashi really agrees to the Rambam. So this system he can agree with. But he still, Rashi's, everything I said could be true about Rashi too, because everyone agrees with the Rambam. But Rashi holds that there's another problem. Lav midi kayoev, when it says paper, lav midi kayoev. What's the problem, lav midi kayoev? All you need is a nesina. That problem still is left hanging. So at any rate, but also, this pshat won't work for Yisurei Hanah. See, this bothers me. This pshat in the Ktzais won't work for Yisurei Hanah. Because Yisurei Hanah, what does the Ktzais say? You're doing the scene of the Yisurei Hanah. Kashas, once you kind it. So you say, you don't have to be kind, you're just doing the scene. the series won't work. You're doing the scene of Isuriana. Then a second later, she gets a yad. Now a second later, could she be kind of Isuriana? No, Isuriana can never be kind.
It looks like it's
fair. So it says it answers it. I'm trying to say it's so. I think Rav Shmuel, in Ois Kufchav Beis, back early in the Masechta, he said the pshat I said, and he asked this kasha. It doesn't shtim with Isuriana. The way we're learning, it's not a kasha. Because the only time she has to be kind of the paper, she doesn't have to be kind of. Why does she have to be kind of paper? Why? It shouldn't be Agida Gabay. It shouldn't be Agida Gabay. Hey, Surya Noah, once he's doing the scene, it's not Agida Gabay anyway. Now we said Surya Noah, he doesn't really own. Even if he owns it, it's like after Yush, once she gets it, it's not his anymore. So it could be that by Surya Noah, there's no problem of Agida Gabay in the first place, that we should have to answer it that she's tied in. Al Kapodim, this is the Mahalos that I'm most comfortable with. And even if there are things that are a little schwer, it fits best into Lashon HaKtzais, it fits best into Lashon HaGemara, it doesn't require any big chidushim. The fact is logical. But once you give in the Sina, a second later, she has a yad to be kinder. However, there are two other Mahalchim. One Mahalach, which is in the Stipler, Simon Ches, and Reb Shmuel settles on this Mahalach in Ois Kufchav Beis. And that is that it's Gzeres HaKasuv. But after a Nesina, a get becomes hers. Really, all you need is a Nesina. But Hayyais, a get has to become hers. So included in the Gzeres HaKasuv of the way get and work is that even though you're giving her the get, let's say, by karcha, against her will, she doesn't want the get. The Torah said it works. And since the Torah said it works, the Torah also said she has to have ownership of it. So therefore, it's Xeris HaKasav, that the Ksai says all you need is a mice in the scene. You don't need a mice akhdar. Mice in the scene. So Xeris HaKasav, if you do a mice in the scene, it becomes hers. That's how the Stipler. But there are Efshir. I mean, it's hard to sit here and you just say you have a Shverkai, so there's a custom, it works anyway. It's like not a satisfying terrorist. He says the Lashon, the Efshir Laimer, that if there's a custom, then when you give a woman a get, it becomes hers. So that's why, according to my Mahalas, Bar Karchach will work, because, yeah, my way will work, because when you give it to her, it's just in the Sina. Once it's in the Sina, she... No, but you see, it's not she doesn't want to be kind of the paper. She really just doesn't want to be Megureshes. I mean, if she's enough of a Lamdin, she'll say, it's only worse because at the end of the system, I'm kind of it. So I don't want to be kind of it at the end. What? If it doesn't work by Balkarach, it's a bit of a problem. I think that does work because she really has no objections to owning the paper. Her objections are to being Megoresh. But if that's what's going to make it happen, so then, you know what it's like? When you make a prusbel, Erev Shmita. So before you make a prusbel, let's say you lend someone money. Before you make a prusbel, that person has to own karka for a prusbel to work. It doesn't work otherwise. So if a person owes you $10,000, you go to a bank, and you make a prusbel. So you say, what do you do? And, it's a long time since Shmita, you don't remember. What do? You makna karka to the loiver. You makna, show the prusbel worth a karka to him. If he owns any amount of karka, prusbel works. I hi, you makna to him, he's not here. So zachim adam shloi b'fon, if it works, let's see it. So think about it for a minute. What are you doing? You're zeichet to him a penny's worth of karka, and because of that, the prusbel is going to work, and he's going to have to pay you $10,000, which otherwise Shemitah will be mishamet. That's a schus. So the Sma says, yeah, it's a schus. The etzem giving of a prut is a schus. It causes the prusbel to work, so it causes the prusbel to work. So again, also, I mean, she's going to be zeichet in the get. What is she upset about? What's Bar Karcha? Because she's a Yisrael from the paper to get, therefore she'll become a Goresh. So to be the Garish of Bar Karcha, you could. To be kind of the paper. She has objections to be kind of a piece of paper. She doesn't want to be Goreshes. If you learn that the Esam Garish works within the Sina, it's just sort of a Tanai that it shouldn't be Agida Gabay. You don't have to like it. The Stakel didn't like it. Shmuel. Stakel doesn't even talk about it. Shmuel talks about this Mahalach, and he's not sufficient.
But if you're on the
it's not a problem. It won't be Agida Gabes. You don't have to be kind. If it's less than a Pruta, he has no Tviya on it. He can be Tviya less than a Pruta. This is nice and possible to show the Pruta. What? Even though someone gives away Pachas Meshav Pruta, someone Hashach, he wants to be magnet. You say, if you hold it, you can't be kind of Pachas Meshav Pruta. So then, there's no Gzeil on Pachas Meshav Pruta either. There's no problem. It's not a Gita Gavei, it can't be Tevei on Pachas Meshav. If he says the Ferish Naya Shali, so it can't work. So Gita Gavei. Stipler is like Rashi. If a person says the Feirish Naya Shali, so Tahi, the Tahi didn't say it works, so he said the Feirish Naya Shali. Tahi's just saying, we do a nice Messina. The last shot, which the Stipler also mentions as a possible Mahalach, is that all you need for Nosan, what you need is mitzidai in the Sina Gemura. He has to do in the Sina that's Roy Lakinyan. Mitzidai, there's a giver and a receiver. The giver has to do something that's Roy Lakinyan. She says, I don't want. Well, she's a shaita, she can't be kaiva. That's her problem. That's not, the Torah didn't say the kibla. The Torah didn't say she has to be kabbal again. The Torah is the nasa. Mitzad him, he has to give. I see you nodding your head, you like pshat. I don't know, I never heard of such a thing. This pshat, and this is the status pshat. The venosim is a requirement that he give. Now, we really never heard of such a thing that he's saying, mitzad me, I'm giving. I am the other side, there's no one to receive, it doesn't matter, I'm giving. You really can't give without a receiver. It's strange.
And was it called in Sina when you go and say, here, this is mine?
Here, this is mine. That's what this Teretz is saying.
No, because here, when he says Anai Shali.
And when he says Anai Shali, I'm asking. I'm asking. And when he says this is yours, but he knows in his mind that she can't be Kaina because it's Bar Karcha or she's a Shaita, why is that any different? Mitzidai Amuchan. Okay. It's a Sakasa pretty much. That Venasan is Mitzidai. Well, Pshat didn't have to work with somehow a specific Zeres HaKasav. The whole Ktais is Zeres HaKasav. All you need is Nesina. So these are the Mahalchim of the Ktais. It's what's interesting is that the Ktais himself, his Yisayid, is accepted by many Achrayim. Rather, Rav Shimon or Barfet don't like their tainus on the Ktais. But there are many, the Haflah and Ksubis says this, on his own, the same thing Ktsais says. The same idea. And the Ktsais is pretty much Makubal, at least in the other Yeshivas. And this is the one major problem. So whichever Mahalach you're going to go, maybe you need a combination of Mahalachim to make it work out. But our component, this is the Ktsais, this is the Narashili problem with the Ktsais. And for now we'll leave it at that. Although the Ktsais, even though there's not that many weeks left to this man, I shouldn't say that. But I'm sure the Ktsais will come up yet again. Certainly by Yevet will come up again, and various things. Well, let's get to Rav Papa's Yivaya. Yivaya Rav Papa. Interesting Yivaya. Ben Shita L'Shita, Ben Teva L'Teva, Mai Teku. Interesting. You have this man who gives a get to his wife, and he says, all the paper that's between the lines and between the words should be mine. Is that a good get? That's typical of a Yibayah and Shas, which is probably never going to happen. Why would anybody do anything like this? But for the Havanas Inyan, the Gemara asks the Yibayah, my teiku. And the Gemara answer. The Gemara asks the Kasha, the Tefik Lev. The Sefer Echad Amar Rahman of Elohim Shnayim Shloshes Svarim. What's Pshat Nakasha? Typically, the Sefer Echad Amar Rachmanov Aloshnaim Shloshes Svarim. Right, the Sefer Echad means when you give a woman a get, it can't be on two pieces of paper. You know, you write on one page, you write on the second page, you give her both pages. No such thing. It's got to be one piece of paper. One piece of parchment, paper, whatever you're writing on. One, not two. That we're all masking. No problem. You can't give two pieces of paper. Here, I have one piece of paper. I have a piece of paper. It's got a whole get on it. And when I give it to her, I'm telling her, you own the parts that have writing on it, and the space between the lines that I own. So Sefer Echad Rachmanov Aloy Shnayim V'Shloish Esfar. What's the problem? Well, how is the Shnayim V'Shloish Esfar? So how do you learn? Hey, Elam Pashut. Huh? Is that Shnayim V'Shloish Esfar? So, L'chayr, we have to say that you look at it, if you look at it with your regular eyes, it looks like one Sefer. But if you look at it like a lamdin, the Torah is saying, no, she received 12 different lines. She received the top line. Actually, how many lines? Also, this seems to say, she got 14 lines. So she's getting all of these lines. And they're really, in lamdish, they're separate. I think that's the way I thought Pashu Shah. Reb Chaim, in the Brach HaLashas, has a pilpul to explain a Rambam. But Mitoich Reb Chaim's pilpul to explain the Rambam, he learns Pshat in the Gemara. So I'll tell you the Pshat, and then we'll get to the pilpul, but the Pshat is a beautiful Pshat. He says, Sefer Echad, this is really one Sefer. This is all one. This is one, it's not two Svarim, it's one piece of parchment. However, the question is, are the lines between the get part of the get, or they're not part of the get? The fact that Sefer Echad Amar Rachmana, V'loy Beis V'Gimel Svarim, it's a simin that everything on the continuous piece of paper is part of the get. Whereas the Lamdin could come and say, look, the line between the two writings, that space, that's not part of the get. It's just there. It's not part of the get. The get is what you wrote. So they're saying, no. Since the Torah required it to be attached, so even if a person took a piece of paper that's 100 feet long, and he wrote a get, and he left big spaces in between, every bit of that piece of paper is part of the get. Why? Because since the Torah requires that the get be all attached, one continuous piece of paper, so Menela, we understand that the whole get, including the space between the lines, it's also part of the get. So what? So the Gemara is saying, since the space between the lines is part of the get, so therefore that has to belong to her too. That also can't be Agida Gabed. If you learn the space between the lines are not part of the get, then it's fine, it can belong to him. But Hayyais, the Torah made it as a Xeris HaKosim, there has to be one continuous piece of paper. In the Mela, we understand that the entire get, including the spaces, are part of the Gut HaGet. And since that's part of the get itself, he can't own it. It's like either Gadei, it's a Psula, it's not a Krisis. This is the way Reb Chaim learns Pshat in the Gemara. It's a very Mistavi the Kipshat. Once you hear it, you start wondering, why did I think it's Beis and Gimel Sfarim in the first place? What? That's right, that's the Gemara's Kasha. What do I need a Teretz for? I'm explaining the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha or Papa. The tape that. Maybe what's the Gemara's Teretz? I'm sorry. Like Tzricha de Mora. Yeah, but the teretz of Mu'ura is, the way I understand, Mu'ura means that here, even if I would cut out the white part of the lines in between, it would still be one continuous piece. Okay, it would be attached a little here, right? It would be like a cutout of paper. So the Torah says that the part I cut out I don't need. because the Me'ura part is sufficient to make it Sefer Echad. So this Gilui HaKroah is only that you need a strip that can connect everything. But you don't need to be connected all over the place.
The Teretz is
no. The Teretz is that since it was Me'ura, so there is no Gilui that his part is part of the Get. If Lulei his part, it would not be a Get Echad, a Sefer Echad, and his part is part of the Get. But if without his part, it's Sefer Echad anyway. So then his part is not needed to be. Okay, so phrase it, the Gilui HaTorah, that everything is part of the Get, is satisfied, and the Get Mura is satisfied by the written part. Because the written part is Ma'ara, the whole Get, it connects the whole Get. It's satisfied with that. So the Teretz is you don't need everything in between. All you need is something in between. I wouldn't say we change the will into positive. We're pointing out that it works out. I wouldn't say we change the will. So this is the pshat. The Ramah in Hilchos Gittin, Siman Kuf Chaf Hei, Sif Yud Ches, writes that it's our minig to be makbid, that every line of the Get be mo'ura with every other line in the Get. In other words, we have in the, every single, if you take out a Get, between every single line of the Get and the next line, there is a long letter sticking down and a lamed sticking up that overlap. They don't overlap in the same spot, but they overlap in the width of the Get. Every line of our Gittin are Mu'ura. And if you didn't do it, the Ramah says, Yesh Omrim de Psula, the Yesh Makilim the Mokim Igun. That's the Lashon of the Ramah. If you don't do it, it's possible. And Yesh Makilim the Mokim Igun. Every Get has to be Mu'ura. So the Gra on this Ramah says, what are you going to do with the Gemara? Our Gemara says, Leitzricha de Mu'ura. Sounds like it doesn't have to be Mu'ura. No, it's not what the Gemara sounds like. Leitzricha de Mu'ura. Person wrote it Mu'ura. It's great. If he wrote it Mu'ura, it's very nice. But the Gemara is Amash must be Mu'ura. How could your Ramah say it's a Divina Dabra Ma'akim? Is he Ma'arav being table to table too? Okay. You're right. We have to deal with that. We have to deal with that. You're right. We have to deal with that. So this is the Gros Kasha. It's actually not only the Gros Kasha. Everybody has the Bach has the Kasha. There are two ways to answer the Ramah. One is in the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel says that according to the Din of the Gemara, we already learned that a Get, we'll have a Get later, a Get is Kasher Achaspa. A Get could be written even on something that's Yochel Azdayat, even on something that you could forge. Lamaisa, if they did Mesira see that it's a good Get and wasn't forged, it's kosher. You're allowed to write a Get even with pencil that could be erased. And the Mishnah Chafav of it says, Chachav and Mashir. You're allowed to write on something that's Yochel Azdayis. As a matter of halacha, though, we have a chumrah that we don't write Gittin on anything that's Yochel Azdayis. Now, why that's so, we'll have to wait till Chafal from the days. We'll see that that's totally in the Machlokes of Elazar Rebbe. But we, Lididan, on Noyag, we don't write on something that's Yochel Azdayis. Memela is up to Beis Shmuel. As the Dina de Gemara, you can leave lines between the lines, it doesn't matter. The Ramah's Chumrah is why? Because it's Yochum is Dayan. People can insert another line between the lines. If you leave a line that's not Mu'ura, somebody could come with a pen and stick in another line in the middle of the shtar to write in more words. So Medina to Gemara, that's fine. Because we don't care that it's Yochel is Dayak. As long as the Eidei Mesira see it. But La Halacha, that we possibly get that Yochel is Dayak. So therefore we have this Chumra of Mu'ura, that we need it to be Mu'ura in order for it to work. That's the Beis Shmuel's Mahalach. The Taras has a different Mahalach. The Taras says there are Ramah different pshat in the Gemara. Light Sricha de Mu'ura. The Taras says the Ramah learned Light Sricha de Mu'ura. Sefer Echad comes to teach us that it must be Mu'ura. Sefer Echad, V'loi Beis V'Gimel, it's Gufa Mechayiv that it should be Mu'ura. That Sefer Echad, V'loi Beis V'Gimel, is a Mechayiv that it should be Sefer Echad and it should be Mu'ura. And the Neila, there's no problem of here in the Gemara. That's the Taz's Mahalach. What? Again, there's a good question. I'm going to have to figure it out. Okay. Now, really, we really have to go weiter tomorrow, but in addition to wanting to go weiter, Lamaisa Taisis Leit Sricha de Ma'ura brings in the Inyan of Mukif Kivil, which is again a pretty important sugya, not only here, but in other Mesechtas as well. So I do want to spend some time on it. The Ran says the same thing as Taisis, adds a little bit. And there's a very interesting tshuva in the Gris Moshe about the status of a Sefer Torah or a Get, which Rishonim talk about, which really the Ran talks about. The Moshe is Masber. If you have, or you have to picture it. Let's say I have a Dalet. And on the line under it, I have a Lamed. And the head of the Lamed goes into the airspace of the Dalet. Is that possible? Now you all know that one letter touches another in a Sefer Torah, it passes a Sefer Torah. The question is, if it goes into the airspace of the letter, whether that's a psalm. So Ramesha has actually a couple of tshuvas, two or three tshuvas on the Inyan. The Iker is what he said in the beginning is Hezber in the shayla of it. It's Yerdei Aleph Simukus Hamavav. It starts Kosav Aran Gitzel Dachav. That's how the tshuva starts, and Kuf Samavav. And we'll spend some time on it tomorrow, but because the clock is ticking on us, so I'm going to try to get to Tzivas Karka as well. It's a shame.